Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's Sunday morning, and we would like to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's fall, and things are beginning to change very, very quickly. As you well know, the leaves are coming down. The days are really getting short now. We're losing about two minutes or more of daylight every single day. And the temperatures are getting cold. So, you know, we want to start to put the garden to bed, our tools to bed, and to prepare for the changes in the season. And I've asked a good friend to join me this morning, Art Cockett from the Bonide Company, to give us some ideas of things that we can be doing in the garden so that our plants will survive a lot better. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. And how about yourself?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Great. Great. It's always a pleasure to have you on. We've had a lot of questions today about putting our roses to bed for the winter and hydrangea, because these are two plants that are more tender. And I was telling people about one of your products called Wilt Stop. Could you explain to our listening audience what Wilt Stop is and how it works in the garden at this time of the year and throughout the winter?
Sure, Paul. Wilt Stop is actually simply just a pine residue that is like a waxy coating that would go on plants to hold moisture in. So that on rose bushes or hydrangeas, and I think you were the one who suggested that I spray my hydrangea a few years ago, and it's been flowering better ever since. But to coat the plant with this, it's an anti-desiccant is the term for it. So it keeps plants from drying out. So perfect for rose bushes that might, you know, have winter kill or the hydrangeas, or really I think of it for any broadleaf evergreen that might suffer winter kill from being in a windy location. The Wilt Stop is the great product for that. So and now's the time to spray. It's just getting cold enough. You don't want to do it, you know, too early. But I think we're getting on the weather is about right now, and you can't spray after it's below freezing. So now's the time for Wilt Stop.
Yep, and you know, if you have azaleas and they're just not blooming like they should, it could be that the flower buds are actually drying out. But azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, newly planted pachysandra, pyracantha, boxwood, anything that stays green that's a broad leaf, this is a wonderful product. And especially if it's the first or second year, if it's in an area that's really exposed to the sun and the wind, it is well worth investing. Well, it's going to cost you less than a dollar to treat a $30 or $35 plant. So it's well worth investing that to save a lot of winter damage on it. And it's a really good product.
It comes in a concentrate as well as a ready-to-use, so it's real easy to use.
Yeah, so if you only have a couple of plants, you can buy the pump bottle. If you've got a lot, you buy the concentrate, and then you can treat a lot more plants, and it will save you quite a bit of money. Now, the other thing that people are doing now is they're closing up their tool shed. and putting all the tools in, shutting the door, putting the lawnmower in. If they've got a camper, they're winterizing their camper. And you've got a very, very unique product that can be used to keep rodents out. Can you tell us about that?
Sure, Paul. You know I like talking about our mouse magic. I've already put mine in my garden shed to keep those guys out for this winter. Mouse magic is a safe product that's, you know, not a poison. It's simply a repellent that keeps the mice away from anything that you want to protect for the winter. You know, I've always, a few years ago, I had trouble with my lawnmower where the mice ate the wires, and you told me once about they actually ate the rubber hoses off of your lawnmower over the winter once, and
yeah,
a lot of money.
Did.
The mouse magic keeps the mice out of the garden shed. You mentioned campers and cars that you store. You can even use it in the basement or under your sink or whatever. It's a safe product to keep the mice away. Simply a repellent. It's not a poison. Keep those guys away.
I have a friend, Art, and he has a car that during the winter he doesn't drive. And the first winter he put in his garage, never thought anything about it. When spring came, he tried to start it. It wouldn't start. He figured the battery, because it hadn't been used. He opened up the hood, and some mice got in, and they made a nest right on top of the engine, and they ate some of the rubber belts. So now when he puts his car in the garage for the winter that he's not going to use, before he closes the hood, he puts a couple of packets right on top of the engine, shuts the engine, hood cover, and he has not had a problem since. So it's a good product, and as you said, it doesn't kill them. It just keeps them out so that they won't create a problem during the winter months, and it's something that I've had very, very good luck with.
You know, another good use for it that we might not have mentioned yet is for boats in the winter, because you know, people, a lot of times you see them get wrapped up with the shrink wrap material.
Right.
And then they obviously go months without being able to access them or check on them. And to put the mouse magic in there before you wrap it up to keep those things out all wintertime, it just makes sense.
Exactly. And, yeah, there's many, many uses. And right now the mice are looking for a place to spend the winter. So once they go in the tool shed, and they will get in there no matter what you do, the smell of the mouse magic will drive them out, and they won't try to come back. They'll go elsewhere looking for a place. So it's not like you've got to be adding it every single month, and it does a wonderful, wonderful job.
It works best in an enclosed area. So, you know, your shed is enclosed, the boat is enclosed, the car is enclosed. If you put it in your garage and you leave your garage door open all half the winter, then it might not work as well there. So just bear that in mind, and you'll have much better success if you can keep the area enclosed.
Exactly. Now, I'm still getting at my house stink bug, and they're on the windows, they're on the doors, and I know they're coming into the attic for the winter. Is there something that we can treat the outside of the house so the stink bugs don't come in and spend the winter in the attic in the light fixtures and create a real problem?
Yeah, matter of fact, those stink bugs, I think we know they can be trouble. Stink bugs, we have a product for stink bugs called Beetle Killer, and it comes in a hose end applicator. And it's real easy to hook up to the hose, but the best thing about it is you can spray it on the outside of your house, and it's non-staining, okay? So it actually has an 8-week residual effect where it repels beetles like stink bugs. It also works to keep those Asian lady beetles away and box elder bugs. You know, this time of year, sometimes you see the south side of the house on a sunny day get covered up with those kind of beetles, and this will take care of those guys. But the stink bugs, as you mentioned, they're looking for a place to winter over. And same with the Asian lady beetles. You know, people, they come in this time of year looking for somewhere to stay, and then they'll show up in on your ceiling in the middle of the wintertime or all through the fall, So to keep them, you know, from the outside of your house would be the first line of defense, and that beetle killer is the best product for that. It's labeled for structures. You can spray it on the house without staining, decks, patios, garages, and of course it's also used on vegetables, etc. But of course, all those are put to bed by now. But side of the house with our product called Beetle Killer.
Yeah, and you're right. I was just thinking about that when you were talking, because I'm beginning to see that on the southwest side, at the end of the day, it looks like a ladybug. And they're red, and they come into your house, and they'll be on the ceiling, they'll be in the corners where the walls and the ceiling meet, and they look just like a ladybug. And the first year I noticed that, I said, I don't want to kill them because a ladybug is a beneficial insect, but this one is not. And it can really create a problem. So if you treat the outside of the house and they land there because it's warm with the sun, it will take them down, and you won't have a mess inside the house during the winter months. We're going to take a quick break, and then I want to talk a little bit about deer ticks that are still active, and also deer, how to protect your property during the winter months. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to clean up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best. Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with a new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Art Cockett from the Bonide Lawn and Garden Company about some of the last-minute projects that we should do to put the garden to bed and to get ready to move inside and concentrate on our house plants. And Art and I talked earlier this week, and he brought up a good idea that the ticks, the deer ticks, are still active. And if you live in an area where you have tall grasses or woods, that's where the deer ticks are. Now, what does Bonide make that could take care of the deer ticks at this time of the year, Art?
Well, Paul, I want to say the reason why I thought about deer ticks when we were talking earlier is that, you know, we have cats in our family, and those darn things are still bringing ticks in, and you know, those ticks are just active in the cold weather. You'd think that they wouldn't be so active now, but they are, and now more than ever, it seems like. So we have a product called Eight that I'm sure your listeners know a lot about because it's used on vegetables and trees and shrubs and has a lot of uses. But one of the most important uses for me, and I think I've mentioned to you before, my wife has Lyme disease from these ticks, and I'm just scared to death my daughter might get it as well. So what I do is I go out and spray our Eight. Comes in a hose end, or you can do the concentrate, and the important place to spray it is around the outside perimeter of your property into the brush and the woods, kind of. If you have any rock walls where the mice might be, to spray those as well. The product has a 3-week residual, and it will take care of the ticks, you know, right away, and then has the longer lasting. So any tick that is exposed to it in the next few weeks would do it in. So you can spray the lawn, you can spray under the brush and under your shrubs around your house as well. But be sure to hit into the woods around the outside edge of your house, because, you know, that's where the deer are bringing them in from, okay? And it works great now because there's no leaves on the underbrush. You need to spray the leaf litter as well as the twigs and branches, so you can actually spray further into the woods with the product, and you can cover more ground more economically but the timing is right right now as well. So 8 is the product, just like the number, and it has many uses, but to me the most important thing is to get rid of those deer ticks right now. You might spray it again in the spring, right as, you know, probably in May is the right time again. So 2 applications a year and you will significantly reduce the deer tick population on your property.
Great. Now, in the last couple of hours, I've had 2 people who have called, and they're beginning to see tunnels in their lawn. So I'm guessing at this point it's probably moles. And I suggested that they use a product like MoleMax, that's a castor oil-based product, to treat the lawn. But you also have a mole and gopher killer that you can insert in the actual tunnel that will do a job. Can you tell our listeners about the 2 products?
Sure. The MoleMax, as you mentioned, is a repellent and will simply keep the moles away without actually killing them. And, of course, you know, the way I always recommend using it is to start close to the house with a fertilizer spreader and maybe do a 30-foot width around the house first and then water it in or let it rain, and that'll start to push the moles away, and then go do another 30-foot wide concentric circle to keep pushing them over to your neighbor's house perhaps. But the point of that really is what you don't want to do is do an application around the outside of your property, because that'll keep them in. So just be wary of where you need to push them when you first put the product down. And when you first put it down, you may see a lot of activity right afterwards because they're moving out. Now the bait product is called Moltox, and so a little different product. This one is a poison, and it's actually on a corn carrier with a protein sprayed on it, because the moles like to eat the protein, and it has a poison in it that's actually, again, baited, so they're attracted to it. So it's very important to use it properly. And by properly, I mean to find the tunnel, okay? Find the active tunnel. And what I actually suggest is that you go out and push down all the tunnels. Walk on them. It looks kind of funny when you do it. Your neighbor's going to be wondering if you're doing a little dance. But go step on those tunnels and push them all down. And then come back out the next morning, and you can see which tunnels have raised back up again. And that way you'll know which ones are the active tunnels, okay, because they're not, you know, not all those tunnels are active all the time. But you want to get the poison to where it counts. Then, once you find the active tunnel, just dig a little hole, just a small hole, with a little hand trowel, and drop the bait down in, just a spoonful of the bait, and then cover the hole back up with a rock.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the plants protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope you picked up some information with talking with Art Cockett, because there still are a few things that need to be done, and I thought we'd bring them up so that you would know about them and how to control those particular problems. Now, any of the chemicals or organic products that you're not using, they should be put in your basement for the winter, or else if your garage is heated. Don't leave them in your tool shed, because the freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing will weaken the product, okay? So store them in your basement, put them in a cardboard box, tie it with some rope so the kids can't get to it, and put it someplace safe, and next year your products are effective, and especially pre-mixed products. So, for example, if you had Roundup, there was ready to use, it's got water. And if you leave it outside where it freezes, the water will freeze, and it will decrease the strength of the weed killer. Tip for you. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Dorothy from Mass with a question about impatience.
Dorothy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your impatience?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. And I actually have another question about ryegrass, a real quick one. But my impatience were beautiful. My neighbor gave a beautiful potted, a huge, like a 10-inch pot of impatiens that are still blooming. Believe I took it in for the first frost. And now, is there any way, believe it or not, there's still blooms. Of course, they're wilting. Is there any way I can keep this for next year? I've never seen an impatiens bloom all summer long like that in a pot.
If you have a south-facing window, you can bring it in and set it on a table in front of the window or hang it from a bracket. And the impatiens, I've had them bloom until about Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then the days are really short, and mm-hmm. they'll go dormant for probably a month and a half, and then I'll start feeding them on a regular basis, and they'll come into bloom. But what I do is I'll bring them in now. They're loaded with buds. I'll enjoy all the flowers. And by between Thanksgiving and Christmas, as the flower buds get less and less, I'll cut the plant back by anywhere from a third to 50%. And what will happen is now the plant is easier for you to handle. It doesn't plug up the whole window. And it will stimulate the plant to make new growth from the base. Mm-hmm. And all the new growth will come. The plant will be a lot healthier. And the flower buds will develop as the days get longer. But you can carry an impatiens from year to year, even though it is an annual. If you give it, as long as you give it plenty of sun, you cut it back, you feed it, and you keep it from freezing, and they'll go from year to year, just like if you had English ivy or Mother of Many or Wandering Jew, you treat it the same way.
Well, when it's dormant, I don't feed it at all. Water or when I put it in for a month or two dormant, you said it's in Christmas, like you know February.
You will need to water, and you're going to feed it monthly because you don't want to push a lot of new growth because mm-hmm. what's happening is your days are short and the intensity of the sun is not as bright and plants tend to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said cut it back. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, it will make the new growth. You can control the size, and that way you'll have all nice new growth, and the plant will survive the winter, and you can start all over and go into a second year.
Wow, it's amazing. But can I ask you just one other quick question?
Is it sure.
To plant ryegrass? In my used to be the garden, I'm trying to bring back the garden, and there was sumac, and I had that all cut out. And I know it's an underground root. You already helped me with that about a month or two ago. Would it be helpful to plant ryegrass for this over the winter? Or is it too late?
No. What you want to do is go down to the nursery or a feed and grain store, and what you want is winter rye.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much larger seed. It's also called a green manure crop. And mm-hmm. this is a grass seed that you plant in your vegetable garden or in an annual or a cut flower garden.
Mm-hmm.
And you plant it during September, October, even early November. The seed will germinate if the weather can stay nice. And it may only grow 1 inch, but in April, when the weather gets nice again, it will grow 3, 4, 5, 6 inches. The roots will be growing like crazy. And then at the end of April, you mow it down or take a weed whacker and cut it down, rototill, and blend in the foliage and the roots into the garden soil. because each winter rye seed will make 1 mile of roots. And when you till it, the roots will begin to rot, and it's like growing your own peat moss.
And it's obviously good for vegetable garden, too, when you said annual vegetables. It's a vegetable garden.
Yeah. I mean, most of your large farmers, especially if they have sloping soil, will plant perennial, will plant winter rye on it to prevent erosion during the winter and to build up the quality of that soil. It adds organic matter, so a sandy soil will be able to retain moisture. If it's a clay soil, it will break apart the clay particles so that you have improved drainage. And then you get this organic matter that helps to feed the plant during the following season.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. And you have a great weekend now.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you again.
Bye. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Betty from Mass with a question about Wigeria.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your Wigeria?
Well, what I wanted to know, and thank you for taking my call, Paul, I want to know whether I should cut it back.
Well,
the bush.
If you cut it back now, you're going to lose all the flower buds for next year.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I didn't do that then. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Because, right, see, what happens is during August and September, the Wigeria has been making flower buds on the new growth that it made this year. So if the plant is getting to be too large, allow it to flower. When the flowers go by in the spring, then you can cut it back as much as you want.
Oh,
it will
good.
Make new growth, and you'll have a bushier plant, and you can control the size. It's just like forsythia. If you cut back forsythia now, you're taking all the flower buds off.
If you
prune back azaleas or rhododendrons, and you prune them back because they're getting to be too large, you're taking all the flowers off. So wait till they get done blooming, and then chop away.
Oh, I'm certainly glad that I called you. Paul, I have one other question about dahlias. This is my first year with dahlias, and I dug up the dahlia bulb. Now, do I separate those dahlia bulbs or anything, or do I just put them in the peat moss that you recommended?
Right now, you do not want to separate them. You bring them in the basement. You put them on the floor in a cardboard box with peat moss. Uh-huh. And then in March, bring them up. Then you can divide them. And you're going to see, it looks like a cluster of bulbs like the fingers on your hand. And you're going to see on the top of the group of these bulbs little pointed buds. So you want to divide it so that each division will have 2 to 3 buds that will make 2 to 3 stems. And that way you can double the amount of dahlias that you'll have for next year. But see, the problem is if you divide them now, you'll have an open cut. During the winter, where you made that cut, moisture will escape. The plant will dry out and the bulb will die. So don't divide until March.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you very much for helping me, Paul. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Thank you so much for calling. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Don't be shy. Give us a call. We do have open lines. We've been talking a little bit about the trip that we are planning next year to France. It is the 70th anniversary of D-Day. And We will be spending a whole day in Normandy visiting the beaches, the cemetery, the museum. We'll be visiting the city away from the coast where the Allies parachuted into France to block reinforcements from coming in. We're going to Monet's garden. And next week we'll tell you about the flowers there. We're going to a truffle farm. And if you love to cook with truffle oil, you'll see how they're grown, how they're dug, harvested, and you'll be able to purchase them. We're going to a very unique vineyard called Chateau de la Pape. And grapes are grown on a stump. And the entire vineyard is covered with stone 6 inches thick. So they have 3 months of an earlier spring due to the rock coverage and 3 months longer in the fall. And their wine is incredible. And again, you'll be tasting it and you can buy it. We're going to an olive orchard and you'll see how they grow olives. So if you'd like to get some information, and as soon as we get everything finalized, which should be next week, I'll give you this phone number to call. It's 800-322-9481. 800-322-9481, and ask to speak to Bobby, and she'll give you all the information. The other thing that we have done that's very, very unique, we were supposed to leave on August 1st, which would put us in Paris midday. We arranged it, so we're going to leave on the 31st at night, and we'll be in Paris at 9 o'clock in the morning, so we have the whole day extra to enjoy the city. And the day that we leave, instead of leaving first thing in the morning, we're leaving late in the day, getting to Boston at supper time, so we get another half a day of enjoyment.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. but is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chris from Mass with a question about perennials.
Chris, how can we help you with your perennial garden?
Oh, good morning. I have some perennials in some, like, ground cover that I bought from a local garden club. If I don't get them all in, like, say, within the next couple of weeks, is there a way I can keep them till next spring somehow?
Oh, sure. You know, if a nursery doesn't sell all of its perennials, they don't throw them away. All they do is they cover them for the winter months, and if you can put them someplace where they can be out of a lot of moisture and out of the wind and sun, and this is what you can do. If you can put them in the tool shed, give them a good drink, and you may have to water it once or twice during the winter. If you've got a porch, and you can get underneath the porch, put them underneath the porch for the winter, give them a good drink, and they'll sit dormant there, and they'll be sheltered from the wind and the snow. If you have an unheated garage, put them in the garage in the back so they're not going to be stepping on them all winter long. And if you don't have that, if you have a stockade fence or on the back of your house, put your potted perennials and ground covers up against the house but away from dripping water coming off the roof that would fall in the pot. And you can put it between the shrubbery, and they'll do very, very well. So they, as long as they're out of a sunny area where they'll freeze and thaw, that's what creates a problem. Or in a place where the pot will fill full of water, turn it to a block of ice, and then you have a problem. So an unheated tool shed, an unheated garage, underneath a porch or a deck area, and then up against a stockade fence. And what you do is you lay the pots on their side. You don't leave them standing up. You lay them on their side. And after the ground freezes, cover the pots with either pine needles or hay or straw. If you cover them now, the mice will move in and they'll make a nest in between the pots and eat some of your perennials. Once the ground freezes, the rodents have a place to live. So wait until around Christmas time. Have your bale of hay or straw or plastic bags of pine needles ready. And when they call for a snowstorm, just cover them with 3 to 4 inches of organic matter, and that will insulate them and keep them frozen during the winter, and the survival rate will be absolutely perfect. Anything else we can help you with?
No, thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
Thank you for the call. We really appreciate that. Now, next week, we'll have a lot of things for you. The wreath page will be up. The centerpiece page will be up and running. And we'll have all the information for our trip to France and information on the consulting service that we're going to do in the springtime. So there's a lot going on. Also, the newsletter in the next week to 10 days will be up and running again. It's being redesigned as we speak, and we're really, really excited about it. And I think that you're going to enjoy the new newsletter that will come out weekly and sometimes even twice a week with this new company that we are dealing with. And we will have recipes in it. We'll have a lot of gardening tips. And we're also going to ask you to give us some ideas of what you would like us to write about in the newsletter. So we'll give you all that information next week. A lot going on. Have a great week. Get out to the parades tomorrow and honor our veterans that's made everything possible that we have today. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.